In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, there's nothing shorter than time. Nothing, at the same time, is more valuable than time. There's nothing shorter than time because the past is over. The future is uncertain to us. And the present is only a moment, and then too, it is gone. This is what our Lord meant when he said, "A little while, and now you shall not see me." We may say the same of our life here on earth, which according to St. James is just a vapor that is soon scattered and then gone forever. He asks us, "What is your life? It is a vapor which appeareth for a little while." But the time of this life is as precious as it is short. In every moment, if we spend it well, we can acquire the treasures, the merits we need to gain heaven. But if we employ time badly, we may in each moment commit sin and merit hell. How precious, therefore, is every moment of time which God gives us. How ardently we should strive not to lose it, and much less commit sin, but perform good works to save our souls. Remember the words of the prophet Isaiah. "Thus saith the Lord, in an acceptable time have I heard thee, and in the day of salvation I have helped thee." St. Paul explains this passage, saying that the acceptable time is the time in which God has determined to confer his favors upon us. He then adds, "Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." The apostle exhorts us not to spend unprofitably the present time, which he calls the day of salvation, because maybe after this day of salvation, there shall be no more salvation for us. The time, says the same apostle, is short. "It remaineth that they that weep be as though they wept not, and that they that rejoice as if they rejoiced not. And they that buy as though they possessed not. And they that use this world as if they used it not." Since then the time which we have to remain on this earth is short, the apostle tells those who weep, "Don't weep, because your sorrows will soon pass away. And those who rejoice, do not rejoice, because don't fix your affections on present enjoyments. They too shall soon come to an end." Thus he concludes that we should use this world not to enjoy transitory goods, but merit eternal life. "Sons," says the Holy Ghost, "observe the time. Learn to preserve time, which is the most precious and greatest gift that God can bestow upon you." Saint Bernardino of Siena teaches that time is of as much value as God, because in every moment of time well spent, the possession of God is merited. He then adds that in every instant of this life, a man may obtain the pardon of sins. In every instant, he may obtain the grace of God, the glory of paradise. Hence, St. Bonaventure says, "No loss is of greater importance than the loss of time." But in another place, St. Bernardino says that though there is nothing more precious than time, there's nothing less valuable than time in the estimation of men. You will see some person spending 4 or 5 hours a day or at night in amusements, tiring themselves out needlessly. And if you ask them why they lose so much time, they answer, "We're having a good time." Others might remain half the day standing in the street or looking out a window. And if you ask them what they're doing, they'll say in reply, "Killing time." And why, says the same saint, "Why do you lose time? Why should you even lose a single hour? which the mercy of God gives you to weep over your sins and to acquire divine grace. Time is thought of little enough by men during this life, but how much it will be so much desired at the hour of death, and particularly in the next world. Time is a blessing which we enjoy in this life, and this life alone. It is not enjoyed in the next. It is not found in heaven, nor in hell. It is not found in eternity. For in hell, the damned exclaimed with tears, "If we could have just 1 hour," they would pay any price for another hour or even another minute in which they might repair for their eternal ruin. But this hour or this minute, this second even, will never come to them. In heaven, there's no weeping. But were the saints, if they were capable of sorrow, all their laments would arise from the thought of having lost in this life the time in which they could have acquired greater glory, and from the conviction that this time will never more be given to them. A deceased Benedictine nun once appeared in her glory to a certain person, and she said that she was in heaven and in the enjoyment of perfect happiness, but that if she could desire anything, it would be to return to life and suffer affliction in order to merit an increase of glory. And she added that to acquire the glory which corresponds to saying a single Ave Maria, she would be content to suffer till the day of judgment the long and painful sickness which brought about her death. Thus, St. Francis Borgia was careful to employ every moment of time for God. When others would speak of useless things, he conversed with God in holy affections, and he was so recollected that when asked his opinion on the subject of conversation, he didn't know what answer to give. He hadn't been paying attention to the more or less pointless conversation. Being corrected for this, though, he said, "I am content to be considered stupid rather than lose my time in vanities." And some might say, "What could it hurt? What evil am I doing? It's not an evil to spend your time at the movies or in conversations or leisurely conversations. But does God give you this time to lose it? Let not," says the Holy Ghost, "let not the part of a good gift overpass thee." The laborers whom St. Matthew speaks of, they did no evil. They only lost time by remaining idle in the streets, but they were rebuked by the father of the family, who asked them, "Why do you stand here all day idle?" On the day of judgment, Jesus Christ will demand an account, not only of every month and day that has been lost, but even of every idle word. Every idle word that men shall speak, they shall render an account for it on the day of judgment. He shall likewise demand an account of every moment of the time that you lose. According to St. Bernard, all time which is not spent for God is lost time. Therefore, the Holy Ghost says, "Whatever thy hand is able to do, do it earnestly. For neither work nor reason shall be in hell, where thou art hurrying. What you can do today, do not put it off until tomorrow. For tomorrow you may be dead. You may be gone into the next life, where you shall have no more time to do good, and where you shall only enjoy the reward of your virtues or suffer the punishment due to your sins. Today, if you shall hear his voice, harden not your hearts. God calls us to confess our sins, to restore stolen goods, and to be reconciled with our enemies. So obey his call today, for it may happen that tomorrow time may be no more for you. Or that God will call you no more. All our salvation depends on corresponding with the divine calls and at the time that God calls us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.